to double their number, with a focus on women between the ages of 20 and 45.
I think the reason why this became such a concerted effort is we want this community life and community to continue here. We want a community to Visitation Sisters to continue in ministry here. So, of course, we need new members. We need to sort of get the word out there. And we've always done it in sort of different ways, but not in a way that's ever been like this.
We have a website. We're on Facebook. We have several people that do blogging for us regularly, and we provide the opportunity, like the discernment evenings that we publicize, where people who have an inkling that maybe they want, God is calling them to something different in their life, and how do I decide what that is? And it isn't always religious life, but I think we all need to live a discerning life in the sense that we should be in touch with God, as what God is calling us to in an ongoing way.
That was Sister Suzanne. At 61 and 36, she and Sister Joanna are the two youngest sisters.
You know, we often talk about vocation call, and it really is a call, I think. It's something that's very unique to each person. Every person has their story of how they entered. But I think deep down there's a connecting piece for them to say, you know, I've tried doing this, I've looked at doing that, but there's something still missing in my life. Our way of life, of living the vows, that's a very central part of living a religious vocation, a religious life. And the vows are poverty, celibacy, and obedience.
While the sisters have chosen a very different life than lay people, it is a far cry from the nuns portrayed in The Sound of Music and other popular culture.
We live in two large, probably sort of Victorian houses, probably a block away from each other. We have always sort of some office library space, and then our first floor generally tends to be our welcoming space. And chapel here at Fremont is right near the front door, and that was purposefully chosen when the sisters came, because people want to come to the door and then join us for prayer.
The sisters pray the Liturgy of the Hours four times a day, as well as taking time for individual prayer.
Our second floor is bedroom space, and in each house we have a third floor. At Fremont here we have two rooms for retreatants. At Girard we just have one. But that's also part of our ministry of hospitality, that we provide space. No one's wearing a habit. Nope, we all wear simple clothes. Really our habit is our cross is a very visible sign. It's quite a large silver cross, so that makes us very distinctive wherever we are.
The response to the sisters' campaign for new members has been encouraging, and recent trends have helped them in their focus on finding members between the ages of 20 and 45.
You know, I think right now, the generation that are in that younger age bracket, they are entering much younger. There's something about that generation that make a decision and that go for it and enter. Most of them are in that very young, right out of college age bracket. You know, the formation itself takes 6-7 years or so. So it is quite a lengthy process.
We know now, after being here 20 years, that you can live a life of prayer and community according to our spirituality among the marginalized. And we're the only monastery that does it in the world. And we really want to ensure that that will continue.
Currently, the Sisters of the Visitation Monastery of Minneapolis are in conversation with about a dozen young women worldwide. For KFAI, this is Maria Omley.